Bryce Young got one live look this week, and it went badly. At the August 26th joint practice against Houston, Zach Roberts at Panthers on SI charted him 9 of 17 with 2 interceptions and 7 sacks taken. And in the same session, rookie right tackle Monroe Freeling gave up multiple pressures to Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. Roberts gives one piece of that back. One of the 2 interceptions, he writes, came off Jalen Coker's hands. That was the whole sample. Young and the starters sat Friday's finale by mutual agreement of Dave Canales and DeMeco Ryans, per Cassidy Hill at the team's site. And Carolina closed the preseason 3-1 with a 16-13 win. Kenny Pickett went 5 of 8 for 48 yards. Kyle Trask went 19 of 28 for 147 yards with an interception and was released 2 days later, per the Associated Press, with undrafted rookie Haynes King making the roster as the third quarterback, per Darren Gant at the team's site. Then Sunday's cutdown made the protection problem official. Left tackle Ika Mekwonu opens on reserve, PUP, the torn patellar tendon from January's playoff loss to the Rams, and right tackle Taylor Moten on the non-football illness list with a blood clot, each out at least the first 4 games, per Gant. The Week 1 tackles on the published 53 are Freeling on the right and Rashid Walker on the left. The line kept churning Monday. Carolina claimed offensive lineman Corey Bullock off waivers and waived guard Chandler Zavala in the corresponding move, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. Our last episode asked 2 things. Would the starters play the finale? No, so the one more check it wanted never came in a game. The closest the window got was the joint practice 2 days earlier, and Young lost that one. And would guards Robert Hunt and Damian Lewis stay healthy through cut week? They held, both listed as the starting guards on the published 53, per Gant. The question just aged in the wrong direction. The guards held, the tackles didn't. The thread, from the start, our June preview argued Young's floor rides on his protection, and the preseason has now run that experiment 3 times. 3 and outs behind backup guards, a touchdown drive behind the real ones, and now a charted 9 of 17 with 7 sacks behind a line missing both starting tackles. Roberts reported the sacks and the Freeling pressures in the same notebook. We'll leave the causal line to the reader. What's changed is the size of the variable. In August, it was a 2-guard question, and it opens the season as a 5-position one. The mechanism looks the same as ever. This week, it just pointed down. We'll pick this up again when the real games arrive. Data via NFL Verse.